Hammer time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. It is Dominic Cortez, and it is time for Hammer Time Radio.
It's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you with a special guest, our plumber, Todd Schmiegel. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Dominic. Thanks for having me back again.
Always a pleasure. Todd is our number one go-to guy for anything plumbing at Cortez Construction, and he's here for you today for your plumbing questions at 803-0930. Included on the list could be anything to do with plumbing issues you're having on at your house right now. A lot of people, Todd, are calling us on a regular basis asking me to compare hot water tanks to tankless hot water heaters. That's a important topic. Another one is, how important is it to have a backup sump pump? And I, of course, recommend the water siphon model. And we'll start with an interesting debate in comparing copper water lines to PEX. First of all, explain what PEX is.
Well, PEX is nothing more than a plastic pipe, and there's different types on the market, type A, B, and C, and what's most popular in Buffalo is type A and B. They both have advantages and disadvantages. Personally, I like type A, which is an expandable PEX, and it has a better freeze protection than type B PEX. It's probably the biggest thing about A PEX over B PEX, it has a bigger inside diameter. And with that, you get better water flow, especially under lower water pressure conditions like the city of Buffalo.
Now, as a longtime plumber, you probably appreciate the advantages that PEX affords you in that you don't have to worry about soldering corners anymore.
Oh, yeah. You can get PEX fittings in where you never could get copper fittings in before, especially working in the older houses in the city where you don't want that torch lit in the closest spaces. So, yeah, PEX is definitely an advantage that way. It's quicker, and it's easier to install.
Finally, we have a vehicle to transport water potably without it having a taste affected by the plastic.
Correct. Just think about how clean PEX pipe is as compared to copper. Copper, you have the minerals of copper in it. You have lead and tin from the solder. The flux that's in there, sure, washes away over a period of time, but initially it's in there and it sticks around for a while. And PEX pipe just doesn't have that. It's clean.
So what disadvantages would you say there are to PEX?
The looks. If it's exposed in the basement, if it's not clipped properly, it's going to look crummy, like a job that you don't want to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
But that's probably just about it. Is just the looks of it?
Because you would have the tendency to possibly just let the lines not run as straight as you would with a copper line.
Correct. And then when the PEX heats up with the hot water running through it, it tends to waver. So it's really important to clip it as often as you can to maintain it. It's not going to fall apart or burst out or anything like that. It's just you want to make it look nice. You want to have pride in your job.
Yeah. Well, that's because you're an expert plumber and you care about things like that.
Oh, thanks, Dominic.
So any municipalities not approving PEX?
Oh, no. It's approved by the state, and there's no municipality that can – well, let's put it this way. A municipality can challenge it and take it out of the code if they want to, but it's a lot of process for a whole bunch of nothing. There's no reason – not to want it,
right.
So it's accepted everywhere.
So we find that with renovations, it's ideal because of what you said earlier about working in tight spaces.
Correct. If there's a job that I'm working on, especially of yours, that has copper up there already, I'll leave the copper in and make adjustments and adapt to the new plumbing, the new bathroom layout that's there. But if we're altering the whole bathroom, why would I want to try and keep what's there when I could,
right,
make it easier?
Right. And that would bring up the whole point of updating your water lines, which is another important topic for us to talk about. As we talk about PEX, we transition into what are we replacing, and a lot of times it's galvanized.
Correct. Galvanized pipe, that's probably the biggest you're going to find in houses, sometimes even black iron pipe, which shouldn't be there, rust that much quicker. And you'll be surprised on galvanized pipe on how much it corrodes on the inside and how restricted the water flow is. And on top of all that, when you turn the water off to do maintenance in your house to turn it back on, it loosens up all the fine particles in there and it plugs up the aerators and faucets.
Oh, wow.
And how many times I have to clean out the aerators, or even worse yet, plugs up the internal parts of the faucet where you have to take the darn faucet apart to get that out of there.
Not to mention, what you're drinking.
Correct. Yeah. You want something clean and, to move your water around your house. What better to do it than PEX? And trust me, I had to go kicking and screaming, changing from copper years ago, being an old school plumber working for my dad, and to turn into PEX. And then once I realized the advantages of it, 9 out of 10 jobs are PEX.
Yeah. Yeah, it does make sense. 803-0930, if you have a plumbing question for the plumber, he's Todd Schmiegel. He's the Cortese Construction Plumber, 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, call us for free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Our text number is now the same as our call-in number, 803-0930. As we look at the VW of OP text board, you can text your questions in as well. And remember, you can always email me, hammertime@cortese.net. And check out the Cortese website, just updated, and follow the progress of the new Cortese headquarters on Main Street in Clarence. The foundations are in, and I think we're going to have a slab this week and structure going up next week. Check all that out at Cortese.net, along with all of our services, which includes room additions, kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, outdoor kitchens, backyard decks. It's all there at Cortese.net, along with our small project division. Check it all out. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Orchard Park and say good morning to our good friend, Samantha Gollenbeck. She's the manager of the Orchard Park branch of Lakeshore Bank. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Dominic. Thanks for having me on this morning.
It's always a pleasure and exciting to talk about what's going on at Lakeshore Bank. Of course, we're Finance Cortese Construction's new headquarters with Lakeshore Bank, so for new construction loans, a place to go. But we talk about it here all the time. For home equity lines of credit at 2.5 fixed for a year with no costs at all. How do you beat that?
I know, it's a really great rate. The 2.5%, it's still going on here at Lakeshore. There's no application fees, there's no closing costs. So if you're doing any kind of home improvements, the line of credit is a great financing option.
And of course, another important thing going on right now at this time with rates being so low is a good time to take a look at perhaps refinancing your mortgage.
It is. We offer refinancing as low as 2.625. So, owner, and you have a mortgage, and your rates around 5 or 6%. Now is a great time to refinance.
Yeah, it's very well said, Samantha Gollenbeck. She is the manager of the Orchard Park branch, and she's open till noon today. You can give her a call or stop in during the week. Sam, the phone number there.
674-2066.
And repeat that for us, Sam.
674-2066.
For 129 years, Lakeshore Bank, putting people first.
As you near retirement or turn 65, Medicare can bring up a lot of questions. That's why Univera Healthcare is committed to bringing you answers. We'll make it easier to understand your options from the comfort of your home with a team of Medicare experts that's just one call away. And when you're ready to choose a plan, we can help you there, too, with affordable options, including plans starting as low as $0 per month, backed by the support of a local company that's committed to caring for Western New York. So if you're retiring or turning 65, turn to Univera, and we'll help you make the right choice with confidence. Call us at 800-697-0700 or visit univeraformedicare.com to get started. Univera Healthcare is an HMO plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Univera Healthcare depends on contract renewal. You must continue to pay Medicare Part B premium. Our health plan complies with applicable federal civil rights laws and does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, age, disability, or sex.
If you've recovered from COVID-19, you've gone through a lot. But now, your plasma could hold the key to helping ensure others don't have to go through what you did. At ProMedic Plasma Resources, they believe if you're willing to donate your plasma to help others, you deserve more. Earn up to $800 per month for your donations. When you take care of others, ProMedic Plasma Resources takes care of you. If you've recovered from COVID-19, earn money for your plasma donations. Go to plasma.prometic.com today.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Memories. When we lose a loved one, it's the memories that sustain us. At the Stone Art Memorial Company, we preserve those memories, ensuring that our loved ones are never forgotten. That's what we've been doing for more than 160 years. Family-owned and operated, Stone Art is Western New York's largest memorial company and the exclusive provider of the world's finest Rock of Ages granite memorials. American-made and guaranteed forever. Inspired by your memories, our skilled craftsmen would be honored to tell your family's story so that it will be preserved for generations to come. Stone Art's experienced, knowledgeable team will help you through the process, from design to installation, to ensure your memorial is a fitting tribute, one that will stand the test of time. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at 824-9278 or find us on the web at stoneartmemorial.com. The Stone Art Memorial Company, preserving memories.
Everything for your garage in three easy steps from Gorilla Garage Gear. Step one, how about increase the curb appeal of your home with a new garage door and save energy at the same time? Step two, how about a new Gorilla Garage floor like I have? Beautiful flooring options that last a lifetime. They add beauty and aesthetics to your home, often the primary entry point into your home. And how about step three? Organize your garage. The garage is the perfect place for items for you to use often and to keep them organized. Gorilla Garage Gear has the expertise and the specialized systems to get you organized. And here's the best part, folks. When you listen to Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, you'll save money. Step one, $100 off your new garage tour. Buy step one and step two, Gorilla Floor and new garage tour, save $300. Do all three steps and save $500. New garage door, new Gorilla Floor. And organize your garage and get $500 off. It pays, as I say, to listen to Hammer Time Radio. Gorilla Garage Gear at 715-6927. That's 715-6927. Go, go, Gorilla. GorillaGarageGear.com. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:19 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez and a good friend and our plumber, Todd Schmiegel. Todd is a plumber. He's been a plumber for all of his adult life. He grew up in the plumbing business. His father, Joseph Schmiegel, started him in the business. And dad's gone now for, what, 15 years or so?
15 years.
Yeah. And, you know, his legacy lives on with you.
Well, that's good to hear, Dominic. And my dad taught me a great trade. I love what I do. And I switched gears a couple times in life. But guess what? I'm back to doing what my dad taught me, and it's a great business to be in.
Yeah, Todd's our go-to guy for plumbing, folks, so take advantage of him being here today at 803-0930. A texter writes, Todd, how long does PEX last?
I don't know if I have the definitive answer for that, Don, but as far as I'm concerned, it's going to last more than a lifetime. I see once it's in, there would be no reason to even think about changing it in the future.
Of course, the assumption is it's been installed properly, and that's the essence of it is the crimping of the joins that bring the lines together.
Yeah, let's go back to the A and B PEX. B PEX is something I used to use, and that has the crimp joints to it, and there's really nothing wrong with it. The only downside to it is the diameter of the pipe is smaller. So, well, 10 years ago, I switched to A PEX, and when you put A PEX together, you simply expand the pipe, put the fitting on it, and it has a memory to it, and it releases back onto it. So there's no more sinterings to it. Mm-hmm. The joint is stronger than the pipe itself.
Mm-hmm. So with that said, you pretty much have a lifetime water line.
I can't
imagine. Comparing that to copper, you're saying it probably could even outperform copper.
Oh, it definitely would outperform copper. And like as we were talking before, Dominic, copper does leak after a period of time.
803-0930, participate in the program, ask Todd Schmiegel a question, as we start in East Amherst with Jerry. Good morning, Gerald. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic and Todd. Gerald here. Thanks for taking the time for my question.
Sure.
I have a 3/4-inch black plastic irrigation line. I know this is a little bit off of PEX topic, but it's a 3/4-inch black plastic irrigation line that I'm running from my house out to a shed in the back of my yard. It's seasonal use. I intend to blow it out with air before the winter time. It is buried, but I don't trust it not to freeze. My question is specific to taking 3/4-inch black plastic irrigation line and teeing into a 3/4-inch copper cold water supply line. Any special considerations? I do want to incorporate a valve water garden hose valve in there to be able to put air into the system.
Where are you going to make the transition from copper to the irrigation line? Inside your house or outside your house?
Inside the house plan.
Okay. I wouldn't suggest that. Irrigation line is put together with a barb fitting and a clamp. And that's not really recommended for inside your house, and I would be a little leery of anything happening with that. When the irrigation line's underground with that clamp and fitting, it's surrounded by dirt, and that dirt's going to hold it in place over the years. When it's in your basement, it has the ability to move or expand, especially with temperature difference, not only in the air, but the water. So I would take the copper outside the house first, then switch it to the irrigation, okay, which is a simple barb fitting and a clamp.
And wouldn't you then typically put it in a housing as well?
Because I haven't completely finished the install, so run the copper to the outside and then keep the irrigation line exterior.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And what wouldn't you typically put it in a housing of some kind?
Outside, yeah. You want accessibility to it, maybe even put a valve there.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Good question, Gerald.
Thanks, guys.
I hope Todd helped you.
Yep.
If Todd can help you, 803-0930 as we travel next to Pendleton and chat with Sandy. Good morning, Sandy. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, people. I'm calling about a new build, and I'm interested in this Apex line for the water supply. Would you use the same size in both the kitchen and the bathrooms?
Good question.
Well, once the water line is in your house, it's typically 3/4 inch, and it divides smaller to 1/2 inch to all your fixtures. So There's no reason to go any bigger than 1/2 inch to your sink, toilet, bathtub. Sometimes showers require 3/4 inch, like the job we're doing with you, Dominic, because it has so many rain heads and shower heads. You want a 3/4 line going to that valve to properly get enough water flow, but 1/2 inch is typical to all fixtures.
Mm-hmm.
1/2 inch. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Okay, Sandy. You know, that brings up the question regarding a capacity to relating to the arresters that are put on all the fixtures now.
You know, what's interesting is we're worried about making sure we have enough water flow, but we're restricting it at the faucet. So most faucets are going to have those, your bathroom sink, your kitchen sink. What's not going to have a restrictor on it is your shower. Your bathtub, because your bathtub, you have just a full port valve that wants to fill the tub quickly to do it. And same thing with your laundry tray in your basement.
So but you're right. Shower heads and bath faucets are restricted, which makes them, it makes it feel uncomfortable if you're trying to take a good,
powerful shower.
Yeah. 803-0930, do you have a plumbing question? Well, you've come to the right place at the right time. Todd Schmiegel, our plumber at Cortese Construction, taking your questions this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio as we travel next to Amherst and chat with Mike. Good morning, Mike. You're on WBEN with Todd Schmiegel.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
My house is built in 57, which has all galvanized pipes in it. And I'm trying to be proactive and figure out when's a good time to think about replacing them before I have a problem.
Yeah. Good to be proactive.
Well, I think you answered your own question. Do them now before they break. Worst thing you can do is have one leak and then have a plumber come over and put in, 5 foot of pipe and fix that one leak, and then happen again in a couple months or a year. It's best off just to plan ahead, do it all at one time. And some of the suggestions I have with galvanized is to, put PEX piping on, obviously, but do a little bit of copper work, too. I like to see copper from the water meter up to the ceiling joist. I like copper above the hot water heater. And even your basement laundry tray as well, have copper coming up from
there. From the movement or?
Movement and looks, too, and stability. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have copper coming, or when you have PEX coming down, I'm going back to the fact that I don't like how it looks, and you can make it sturdy that way.
Now, the risers that go to the second floor, those are generally can be challenging to replace, but again, PEX makes it easy.
Correct. Yeah, a lot of times you can fish them to the second floor, but getting them from the second floor one side of the bathroom to the other might be the problem. So sure, you might be getting it behind the bathtub and the toilet, but the sink's on the other wall or vice versa.
Right.
So you might have to be a little evasive doing that.
Mm-hmm. So generally you recommend if there's any issue with galvanized, just deal with it and get it done with.
Correct. Yeah, just do it one time and move on.
Makes sense.
Is there any warning signs to be aware of before?
Rusting of the pipe obviously drips on the floor. Sometimes you'll see white calcium scale. I don't know if that's truly calcium, but you'll see white spots on the pipe.
How about a lot of brown water, too, when you first turn on your faucet?
Good answer. And then restricted flow.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I noticed the white calcium on the outside some of the pipes. So. And what about replacing the main water valve?
Oh, that can be done as well. What kind of water pipe do you have coming into the house? Is it copper or galvanized coming into the house? And as long as you can get to the water box out on your front lawn, you can turn the water off there and change the valve.
Oh, okay. And is that something you would give estimates on? Or?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And just call a Cortese to?
Well, Todd's his own business.
Okay.
Joseph Schmiegel and Sons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for the question, Mike. Good luck with all of that. 803-0930. Participate in the program, as I said, and speak to Todd Schmiegel, our plumber. PEX and shark bite fittings. Opinion. Marty and Elma wants to know.
Well, shark bites are a great problem solver, I guess. If you have an issue on a piece of copper or PEX and you need to solve it temporarily, yeah. But as far as installing them, they cost a lot of dough. So you wouldn't want to do a whole house in them for a temporary repair, yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Lancaster and chat with Scott. Good morning, Scott. You're next.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, Scott.
Well, I was just wondering why would you guys go lower grade to PVC when you have a stainless option?
Stainless water lines?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, stainless is a fantastic material. Yeah. The cost is prohibitive on that, not to mention...
About you're going lower grade and you have you were talking about bulging? That's unheard of in a copper piping system.
Well, I can't argue the fact that copper is not going to move. I mean, it has a certain expansion rate, just like any material.
A higher grade.
Yeah.
Just go to a higher grade. Why are you going to a lower grade PVC?
Well, it's not PVC. It's PEX.
Polypropylene tubing that's made for water transmission, and it's potable water.
Look at the schools. What's going on with all the plastic piping that's been in.
That, I think you're thinking of PVC piping.
Or CPVC.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about. This is a new generation of that.
A new generation for PVC?
No, it's not PVC at all.
Go to stainless and you're done with it. You don't have to worry about bulging this and that and the other.
A stainless steel water system through a house would probably cost a fortune.
Oh, correct. And yeah. You need special dies in your cutters to do it. And yeah, it's... It wouldn't be cost prohibitive.
What people have to understand about any systems in a house and any product we put in a house is when you minimize the labor cost, you are maximizing the value because, you know, the labor is really the biggest component that drives up the cost of everything.
Sure. And if you can get the PEX put in quicker than stainless or copper, why wouldn't you do it? And
I've never heard of stainless water supply.
Well, it's not typical at all. You can use them in heating systems. It's an alternative to brass, if you will. Years ago, there used to be brass water lines.
Sure.
A lot of houses
sure.
in the city had brass water lines.
It is the bottom of the hour coming up, and Michael Baggerman standing by with the latest from the WBEN newsroom, and then we're back with more questions for Todd Schmiegel, our plumber, here on WBEN. And, Michael, are you ready? Bottom of the hour. Top of the news. Here he is.
Good morning. It's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's your top stories we're following on this Saturday, August 15th. Bowling alley owners are thrilled Governor Andrew Cuomo gave them the green light to open on Monday. Brad Angelo Lanes in Lockport acknowledged there will be some challenges for smaller bowling alleys, such as bringing food and drinks to the customers.
The additional payroll is where my brain goes. The additional payroll of hiring somebody to be that person could be difficult, especially only being able to operate on half capacity. But if that's one of the small challenges, I think we can work through that.
Gyms are set to receive guidance from New York State on Monday. Overnight, Buffalo police are investigating a shooting that happened near the corner of Walden Avenue and St. Louis Avenue in the city of Buffalo. One person was seriously injured. Two people in total were shot. Anybody with information is asked to call or text Buffalo police. Federal officials announced the Canadian border will remain closed until at least September 21st for non-essential travel. We have reaction from Congressman Brian Higgins at WBEN.com. Disgraced Hollywood movie mogul Harvey Weinstein was in Erie County Court yesterday as authorities in Los Angeles want him tried for crimes in California. Weinstein's extradition hearing was adjourned until December. He remains in prison in Alden. Your WBEN First Alert forecast for this weekend. It's going to be a hot one today, a high of 88 degrees, and we might have a shower or thunderstorm in some spots across the southern tier later this afternoon. Tonight, considerable cloudiness, a low of 69 degrees. Tomorrow, it'll be warm, but not as warm as today. A high of 83 for your Sunday with mostly cloudy skies. The rain comes back on Monday, a thunderstorm in some spots, and a high of 79 degrees. Right now, it is 79. I'm Mike Baggerman, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bathroom remodel is in your future. It's Dominic Cortese here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom. And the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City Glass has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now, when you're there, make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware, and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom. Make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Stop into their showroom in Willitzer Park. And if you are a restaurant or retailer, give them a call for standard size 36 by 24 glass pass-throughs for your sneeze protection, for covert shields. They're made out of polycarbonate. Lead time, just 1 to 2 days. Reasonably priced, too. Check those out at Twin City Glass, 694-3300. Tell them Dominic sent you. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Remember our honeymoon?
We only took 1 week because we didn't want to miss too much work.
And then they laid you off.
Should have taken 2 weeks.
They did bring you back.
Yep, night shift. Now, I'm not afraid to work, but...
You were ready for something new.
Heating and cooling seemed like a good idea, but I didn't know anything about it.
That didn't stop you.
I am a different kind of duck.
I like that about you.
Stay informed on the latest news, political and election coverage, and business and financial updates with Radio.com. On your phone, smart speakers, and more. Radio.com gives you live local news, keeping you updated on the latest guidelines and reopening plans in your community. Stay up to date on what's going on around the country and the latest financial news from national news leaders like CNN, Fox News, Bloomberg, and more. Listen to the most trusted local and national news on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
This is Garrett Mayer. The Mayer Brothers Cider Mill and Bakery is open in the same historic building as the original mill.
Dad selects 18 varieties of apples to make Mayer Brothers Cider. We cold press the apples on site just inches away. The apples are so fresh, there's no need for preservatives. Pure and natural. Go ahead, pour a glass. Cold, crisp, and so refreshing. Visit us often throughout the fall season and see what 170 years of tradition tastes like.
Over the years, we've added more and more taste-tempting treats to make your visits to the Mayer Brothers Cider Mill and Bakery a real experience.
Imagine walking into an old-world bakery. The aroma of fresh-baked apple pies, the sweet smell of home-style donuts and pastries. Fantastic!
We're at the corner of Seneca Creek and Transit Roads in West Seneca from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day. Taste the difference. Fresh is best at our historic Mayer Brothers Cider Mill and Bakery.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. And that includes comfortable pricing, too. Shop Town & Country's brand new line of American-made affordable furniture. Amazing options at prices you're used to seeing in lower-quality furniture made in other countries. So whether you're shopping highest-quality American-made furniture or you're looking for that American craftsmanship at a lower price, hurry into Town & Country and save even more on our American-made affordable collection when you take advantage of our cash and carry program. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
Hey, it's Dominic, and you've heard me talk about what a great value a new roof is from Ava Roofing. Well, now Ava Roofing has an even better deal for you. You know what it is? How about free? Yeah, that's right. Ava is giving away a roof. And all you have to do is enter on their website. Go to avaroofing.com, click the free roof giveaway tab, fill out the contact form, and you are entered. And guess what? There are 8 more ways to enter and earn 1,000 additional chances. For example, when you like their free roof giveaway post on Facebook, you get another entry. If you comment on it, you get one more. And if you share it, you get 5 more. And if you do all 8 methods, you get 500 bonus entries. Imagine over 1,000 chances to win a new roof. Now that's value. Go to avaroofing.com to enter today. No purchase is necessary. The drawing will be held live on Hammer Time Radio coming up in September. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. That's 990-4793. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And remember to buy right the first time. And buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with
the plumber. Talking to Todd Schmiegel, our plumber at Cortez Construction from Joseph Schmiegel & Sons Plumbing. And we're taking your plumbing questions at 803-0930. Back to the phones. We're going to go in a moment. But interesting debate we get often on the air here, Todd, is comparing a conventional hot water tank to a tankless hot water heating unit.
Yeah, Dom, the advantages of going with a tankless hot water heater are truly one thing, endless hot water. Don't kid yourself by putting a tankless heater and thinking you're going to save fuel, because you might save a little bit over the course of the year, but that's not the intention of it. A tankless hot water heater means you want to design your house and your family situation to have more than enough hot water. So
right.
Tankless is
going to be good
for you. Yeah.
Especially if you have either a growing family or on the other side of life, a small household with just you and your spouse, it works in both cases to be very adaptable.
It is, yeah. So a lot of times I get a question, my hot water tank is failed today. Can you put a tankless in? I said, I'd love to, but you have to know the cost difference. And
yes, more.
Do you really need it? If you need it, Right. Fantastic, let's do it. But if you're just doing it because you're in a pinch or you think you're going to save fuel, which is going to happen, don't get me wrong, but it's not as
dramatic.
As much as you think is doing it. But the endless supply of hot water,
yeah,
absolutely.
That's a big advantage. Yeah. Yep. 803-0930 as we travel now to Wheatfield and chat with Mike. Good morning, Mike. You're next.
Yes, I have a question. What's the better shut-off valve? Is it the round circular one or the straight up and down one? And like for the main...
Your main water supply, the best valve you can put in, well, one, you're going to have a meter valve come in from your water line from the street to your meter. And the meter valve is a valve that's flared on one side and thread on the other. This way you can't tamper with it and take it apart and try to steal water. But anyway, once you're past your meter, the best valve to have is a ball valve. Just any valve in your house should be a ball valve because it's simply a full port valve. There's no restriction in there. Once the valve is open, it's the same inside diameter as the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing about that, like I've heard that, the main valve, if you turn it all the way open, then turn it back a little bit so it doesn't freeze in place from the line deposits.
Well, that can happen a little bit. To overcome that problem, simply loosening the bonnet and tightening the bonnet again will help the valve move over the years. But one of the things you could do now, since those valves are original in your house, your meter valve, put a valve after the water meter and then use that valve for your normal maintenance in your house.
Because
every time you mess with that original valve, you're taking a chance of it leaking. So shut it off one more time, put a great ball valve in on the other side, and be done with it.
That would be your shutoff then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's the one that's up and down, you're saying, right?
Correct, yeah. Ball valve, the handle, when it's parallel to the pipe, it's on. When it's perpendicular,
I know
off.
The round circular ones, sometimes they leak. When you turn the up and down so much, it leaks right where the thing comes out.
Yeah. The stem. Yeah, yeah. There's a chance of that happening, but it should be good.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the question, Mike. As I mentioned, people email me all week with questions, and a listener emailed me this week, Todd, with a plumbing question, and that was regarding her hose bib. She had a whistling noise, and it seemed to me that there was something stuck inside the valve of the hose bib.
Which you'll be surprised with outside faucets. What will happen is the washer loosens up on them. And when you turn it on, especially on a lower water flow, they vibrate or even whistle. So you take them apart and you tighten the nut, the bib screw that holds the washer in, and probably even change it with the washer at the time, put it back together again, and that goes away.
Yeah, and that's when you're taking it apart, that'd be an easy thing to just replace, too.
Correct, yeah.
Because it just threads on,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Okay, back to the phones we go at 803-0930. Our next stop is Tonawanda. And good morning to you, Bob.
Good morning. I have a question in regards to a conventional hot water tank and the proper way to maintain it. I'd like to know about draining it and all that kind of stuff. Anything you can tell me, I'd appreciate.
Yeah, draining your hot water tank is a great thing to get rid of the calcium buildup. In Erie County, I'm assuming you have county water, even Erie and Niagara County, have hard water. We get calcium in the water. I don't know how or why that happens. Maybe someone else can explain that. But nonetheless, it's there. When your hot water tank heats up, it leaves a deposit of calcium in the bottom. So you need to get rid of that because it's going to lose the effectiveness of the burner. The burner's trying to heat the hot water through that layer of calcium, so it takes longer and it's less efficient. The best thing you can do is drain the hot water tank. Shut the water off, put your hose onto it, drain it out. But the only downside to it is the fact that there's still calcium on the very bottom of the tank past the drain. So you're doing a good job by getting most of it out,
but
not all of it.
What I tell listeners to do is to open that bib and let the water drain out until it stops hissing and spitting, and that's usually an indication that you got most of it out.
Correct,
yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right, Bob, thanks for the question. A texter writes, what about hooking PEX to existing copper? Yeah, that's very common.
Yeah, there's simply, you can do it with the shark bite fitting if you want. You can do it to sweat adapters or pro press, which is a means of compressing the copper.
Okay. Yep. And is this an inside joke here? How hard is it to get a plumbing permit in the town of Cheektowaga?
Cheektowaga takes time to get permits. I certainly don't want to say anything bad about them. I love them all.
I won't read the next
line. Okay. No, let's stick to that. Let's stick to that one.
Well, especially right now, it's been very difficult to get permits from any town because of a lot of town halls are not open yet.
Correct. And we also had to upgrade our I guess their licensing, I mean, you probably do the same thing too with regards to the state. They want to make sure that we're following all the rules. Every time we get a permit out, we have to make sure that we are
following the COVID rules.
Yeah.
8030930. That is the number for you here on WBEN as we travel now to Akron and chat with Tom. Good morning, Tom. You're next.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good, Tom.
Hey, just a question. I have a well water system and not sure. I'm sure you, I hope you have worked on some, but it's kind of a multi-part question. You know, I've done some reading about the pressure switch in the pressure tank there, and I notice if I look at the gauge oscillates from high end of 65 to 70 down to 28, and I look at, you know, there's two spring settings. So the question is, I mean, that pressure switch, from what I understand, can go bad. The springs get kind of worn out. I guess my really concern is I do have CPVC all through the house. Well, like, what's the highest pressure? I don't want that pressure to build too high in the system. So, obviously, I probably may need a pressure switch in a tank, or what's your thoughts, or what should I look at?
How old is the house, Tom?
The house was built in 1997.
And you have CPVC through the whole house?
Yeah, CPVC through the whole house.
Are you having any problems with it?
No, really nothing at all. The biggest challenge sometimes with showering, sometimes the pressure goes low. And I do have a system after it. When we bought the house, there was a softener put in, as well as ultraviolet sanitation and a couple of DuPont small 2-inch filters. And they do a good job. I keep up on the maintenance. But it typically, I'm trying to get the pressure to be more constant. I think systems you can put in that jet pump will keep the pressure more constant in the system. It's just, we're getting a lot of fluctuation with water pressure.
That's sure. Okay. You're right to be concerned, by the way.
Yeah, it's definitely the pressure switch that's going to control it, and they do wear out, and you hit the nail on the head. They are spring-loaded. Now, keep in mind, you don't want the water pressure too high in your house because your faucets and the ball cocks in the toilets, they're not meant for pressure above probably 70 pounds, and even that's high. Mm-hmm. The only time it's nice to have higher pressures are your garden hose or irrigation lines. Yeah. So keeping pressure in a house at 50 pounds, 50 to 60, is totally adequate, especially if the pipe is sized correctly. If you have undersized pipe throughout the house and you're trying to push more pressure through it to get volume, it's not the best thing.
And he's right to be concerned about pressure with CPVC, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct, yeah. I'm not a big fan of CPVC. I've seen issues with it in the past. I don't understand the advantage of the installer putting it in. You still glue it. There's a wait time to the glue, and I don't personally care for it. Other guys do, and they're success, and you know, God love them.
Do you guys work on well systems? I mean, is that something I can call you on separately?
No, I only time I work on a well system by default if I'm in the house doing something else, but that's not my exclusive trade.
Maybe offline. I mean, I love to hear some suggestions. I mean, I do have one source of
of a well drill in their area that he's pretty well known, so I don't know if that's probably a...
That's the who you're thinking of is the only one that I know of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Starts with a F like French fries.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
all right, thanks for the call.
Guys, appreciate it.
All right. The time on the radio is 10:46. It's Dominic Cortese. It's Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, each and every Saturday morning at this time, we look forward to a phone call from our good friend Peter Gordon from Indoor Air Professionals. And I can tell you their business has expanded now post-COVID in that now people are concerned about keeping their family safe. And there's a lot of ways you can do that by contacting Indoor Air Professionals. Of course, you can have your ductwork cleaned. That's number one on the list. With the patented column duct cleaning system, they'll blast all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork. And with negative pressure, they'll suck it all out and leave you with a fresh scent of Canberra gel. But now there's some additional ways to preserve your air quality, and that is with a high-capacity dehumidifier and a medical-grade air purifier. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, there's no question. This time of year, mid-August, we're usually saying, beat the fall rush, right? Well, with, you know, a month backlog, if you want to get on the schedule before your I hate to say that because we're still dealing with biofilm in your air conditioning, by the way, which is makes a lot of people sick. You know, we talk about that where the moisture from the cooling coils blows onto the sweater inside your ductwork, which is there because of 50 million dead skin cells per person per day that is shed. Plus any construction debris, I'm sure no one in Western New York is doing any remodeling. So,
well, 683-3000, that's the number that our listening audience is getting ready to dial, and we would like to have an extra special discount for today. What's it going to be, Mr. Gordon?
We have Mr. Dave Guetti answering the phones this morning, and I may fill in this afternoon. All right, so we still have the $300 off of the medical-grade air purifiers, which, by the way, there's the portable ones that cover 1,000 square feet, and there's the ones that hook onto your furnace, the inline with the amazing DFS technology. By the way, I have to say this. I've heard a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot of wannabes talking about ultraviolet. Ultraviolet will kill some bacteria and virus, but only on the surface it shines on.
Okay.
Air passes too fast to have any significant kill from an air purification standpoint. Sorry to disappoint.
All right.
Call us on that. $300 off on a high-capacity dehumidifier, and you can still save $36 if you call Dave to schedule duct cleaning today. But don't wait too much longer because we're going out to the right around Labor Day, which is late this year.
683-3000. You heard Peter. Call right now. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary, subject to terms and conditions. Not available in all areas. If you're a small business owner, you're probably looking for ways to stretch your dollar these days. So saving up to 30% on workers' comp insurance could mean more now than ever. That's why you owe it to yourself to check out your rate with PI Insurance. With PI, it's easy to find out if you're leaving money on the table. Just get an online quote in 3 minutes on your computer or smartphone. Simply go to trypi.com and see if you're overpaying for workers' comp. PI Insurance was created exclusively for small businesses, built to make workers' comp work for you. With a simple online experience and trusted service, PI is rated excellent on Trustpilot by customers who say they make getting insurance as easy as pie. What are you waiting for? Find out today if you could save up to 30% for your workers' comp insurance. Ask your insurance agent for PI Insurance or get a quote in 3 minutes at trypie.com. That's TRYPIE.com.
Calvin's Furniture recognizes life is hard right now, but Western New York has dealt with adversity before. We always move forward. We have courage. We fight back. We are defined by our determination and compassion. We share Buffalo. We can do this, Buffalo. Let's work together and support our local businesses and heroes. Hashtag Move Buffalo Forward. Brought to you by Radio.com in partnership with Calvin's Furniture. The best selection, better quality, and the biggest discounts.
Do you own a business? Then you're going to want to hear this. If you're a business owner who's frustrated with paying ridiculously high credit card fees every single month, it's time to do something about it, and there is a way you can save hundreds, in many cases thousands of dollars in credit card fees. Here's the solution. Call Merchants United. Merchants United can save you a ton of money every single month on credit card fees. They've provided incredible savings to local businesses of all sizes, from florists to spas to car dealerships. They've even saved one business up to $60,000 in fees a month. Plus, Merchants United will set up everything for you. Merchants United is the premier credit card processing company in the area with 45 years of experience and a secure system far superior than anyone else's. Here's co-owner Scott Buckley.
Allow me to explain all the benefits of what we offer, as I can show you how to save up to 80 to 90% in credit card fees per month.
It's time to start putting money back in your pocket by saving thousands on annoying credit card fees. Call Merchants United today, 216-8006.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. While summer is a great time for recycling, some summer items should not be mixed in with your curbside recycling. Things like garden hoses, plastic planters, pool toys, squirt guns, and lawn chairs are generally not recyclable and are best donated to charity. If you have a question as to whether an item can be recycled, look for the recycling triangle and number, usually on the bottom of the product. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Replace your windows and doors with a simple plan. That's to head to Big L Windows and Doors on William Street in Chickawauga, not far from the thruway. 895-8484 is the number. And known Bill Horbit Sr. for a long time. And you know what Bill likes to say. Yeah, do the right thing, as he shrugs his shoulder. That's the simple philosophy of Big L Windows and Doors. And you can count on them to do the right thing for your window and door replacements. How can they help you? Well, first of all, they'll evaluate your project and give you the right indication as to what window is right for your job. They'll help you select that window. They'll consult with you on cost. They'll do the installation and leave you with years of enjoyment with their total trust guarantee. Total trust, it means that if you ever have a problem, you just give them a call. Give them a call anyway at 895-8484 to set up a consultation on your window and door replacement. When we were looking at what window to use for a Cortez HQ, well, we didn't look very far. It's Marvin Windows from Big L that we went with, and count on them to serve you well, too. Give them a call today, 895-8484, and remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. And we're back here at 10:55 on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez. Todd Schmeagle is our special guest. As we wind our way through the hour, we've had a lot of people wanting to speak with you. Todd, give us your phone number so people can call you directly with plumbing questions.
716-583-4258.
Sump pump. Can you use your sump pump to drain your hot water tank? Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, a little bit of calcium is going to come out. It's not going to harm the sump pump at all.
Okay. Back to the phones we go. And where we left off was Lackawanna. And John, you're next.
Hello. Good morning, Dominic. Good morning, Todd. I have a question about a camper. Is it possible to hook up a water or a tankless water heater in the camper? Daughter has only a 6-gallon water tank.
Well, I'd be leery of it. If anything, find an electric one that might help you out, because gas-fired appliances in campers, mobile homes are a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, I don't really think you would even. I don't even think they make propane ones.
They may make a conversion kit for them, but I would not install it in that. It's, once again, two different drafting methods.
I will tell you this, John. I had an issue. If you're a regular listener, you may remember me telling the story about the size of my meter, my gas meter.
Yeah.
It was an oscillation occurring, and it stopped the hot water, the tankless hot water unit from working.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, I just thought I'd ask.
You can buy electric tankless.
Sure. Steibel Ultron makes them. They're whole house ones. I mean, you have a hell of a big wire going to them, but yeah, they work.
Yeah, there you go.
They have two daughters, and it's like washing their hair and stuff. Like
that. We hear you. Yeah. All right. Good luck with that. Let's go to Chickawauga and speak with Paul. Good morning, Paul. You're next.
Good morning, guys. I've got a question. I've got a cabin down in the southern tier, and it's fed with well water. I was thinking about putting a tankless system in to for the hot water, and I was wondering if there's a should I put in a, like a pre
filtration system of some sort?
Well, I mean, you could. It's not going to hurt. But don't forget, any tankless hot water heater, electric, gas, whatever, needs a little bit of maintenance after a while. The calcium that you find on the bottom of the hot water heater, you're going to find on the internal tubing or the heat exchanger of this of the tank. I'm sorry, of the tankless. So you need to maintain that 3-4 times a year, maybe even more so with well water. Running a vinegar solution through it or a chemical solution through it cleans them out.
That is one thing that needs to be pointed out with tankless units. You know, maybe, you know, hot water tanks, you think about it, you put them in and you forget about them. You do need to have a little upkeep with tankless units.
Yeah.
Okay. Would a filtration system prior to that help?
It's certainly not going to hurt.
It's not going to hurt, but it's depending on what ends up coming out the other side of that filtration system as to whether you're going to have no problem or still some issue with the water.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Paul. Texter writes, hi, Dom. What does it cost these days to replace a hot water tank with labor, a 40-gallon tank?
Oh, that's a loaded question, Dom, because I've seen both extremes as low as $1,000 and as high as $2,000.
Yeah. So let's go with $1,500, then.
Okay.
And believe it or not, probably double that for a tankless unit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. To Hamburg and Max. Good morning, Max. You're next.
Good morning, Dominic. I got a question for you. My sister has a 100-year-old house in the city of Buffalo, and there's no basement. And we were wondering if we could put PEX in an unheated crawl space, and if there's any problem. I've heard something about roaches possibly eating the PEX lines. Is that the question? Is that a problem?
I've heard of that, too. You can put PEX in a crawl space, just like any other material. It would have to be insulated. So, yeah, it can go in there. I don't know about the rodent situations. I heard stories of it, but I can't confirm that.
I don't know if whether they'd be attracted to the
PEX to galvanized lines or no.
Say that again?
Can you attach PEX lines?
Oh, sure. Yeah, there's all kinds of adapters to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They can go onto a galvanized line.
Yes, you can.
Because right now she's got some blockage, and I don't know if we replace the whole line.
And it's not going to get any better. That I can guarantee you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. For that person that is dealing with galvanized water lines that are restricted, and as we mentioned, you know, the filth in the water and the residues, do you have a shortcut other than a wholesale replacement that you could recommend?
No.
Like, there's no way to flush those lines
out. Absolutely not. Yeah. No. If anything, you'll probably make them worse or just make them leak.
So just deal with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Todd, it's been a pleasure.
Same here, Dominic. Thanks for having me on again. Looking forward to it for the future.
We'll see you on the job on Monday.
Absolutely. Well, Tuesday.
Tuesday. You're having a colonoscopy on Monday.
Yeah. Thanks for letting the world know, Dom.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you, Dominic.
And we'll look forward to seeing everybody next Saturday. Same time, same place, same station, where we've been since 1989. Can you believe it? Jerry Craig doing a yeoman's job, answering your calls and producing the show. Excellent job, Jerry. Have a great week, everybody. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station.